information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
Dr. Decker Weiss here, Holly Lucille. Dr. Holly Lucille is off. She is out educating the public. We can't just simply sit on the radio to broadcast our message. Sometimes we have to get out there and we have to hold people's hands. We have to get people in groups in order for them to understand this information. So I'm flying a little bit solo today, but we will be taking your calls. I'll give out that studio number in a minute. And our topic today is, are we being murdered by science? And this is a topic, this term, murdered by science, has been going on for about 3-4 months in the Twitter Nation and Facebooks, as well as some influential websites. I've seen this concept of murdered by science. It's very disturbing, the concept, especially as a physician who, we are science. We are scientists by our trait and our schooling, that we would be doing things detrimental to human beings. The answer I'm going to give you off the bat is no. We are being murdered by ignorance. We are being murdered by, and I don't know if the word is murdered, but we are definitely dying by ignorance and lack of education, which is why Radio MD has had naturopathic doctors like myself and Dr. Holly Lucille come on in order to navigate through the myths and through the reality to get through what really is healthy and what isn't. Let me start off by saying this. Science has no obligation to your overall health. Science has no overall obligation to make sure the medication you're taking is safe. There just isn't any obligation there. And then behind that, there's this illusion that there's the government. Well, look, nothing's going to really get through the government unless it's safe. And we really want to think that. And we're funny creatures this way, because people don't trust the IRS, and a lot of people don't trust the executive branch with the president. A lot of people don't trust their senators and congressmen. But when it comes to taking medications or trusting food, it seems like we just all of a sudden trust. Hey, look, it really they wouldn't allow that pesticide if it really caused cancer. The problem is this simply isn't true. And the only way we're going to get around it is, in essence, being Americans, where we can have a free flow of ideas. I can tell you that the companies making the pesticides that go on grapes, I can tell you for a fact that they are not out to kill people, that there isn't a conspiracy of people sitting around saying, we're going to decrease the population. That's what we're going to do. And we're going to do it by slowly causing cancer here and slowly causing cancer here. When we look at this topic, there's largely five areas that we're talking about, maybe up to six. Number one is the genetically modified stuff that's out there. A lot of people think that this genetically modified foods are out to murder people. That is a link, as a physician, I'm telling you, is not there. What I can tell you about the GMO stuff is I won't eat it. To me, it's not researched enough. It's not tested enough. And there's something called the precautionary principle. And I always talk about this, and Holly always talks about this. The precautionary principle is very simple in its essence. If you're not sure, don't. That's the simple thing. If you're not sure whether something is safe, it should not come into your house. Let's talk about things that are genetically modified. Corn that is coming out now. Soy, genetically modified. You're looking at a lot of the grains. But now we're also looking at fish that are genetically modified. There's one ready to come out. There's another 35 species of fish that they're looking for down the road. The next kind of area that they're looking at is vaccines. Vaccines are very controversial. Do I believe that there's an intent? And when we say the words murdered by science, we're talking about, is there an intent to hurt people? There isn't. Okay. I have met and I have had wonderful, beautiful, glorious discussions at high voices with leaders in vaccination, with people who say mercury is safe and using a 5-in-1 combo shot of vaccines is a good idea. I have had very, very heated discussions with these people, but I do not believe for a second that there is any animosity in the world, in their heart, to hurt people. I don't believe, again, that there's this people sitting at a table saying, okay, we can decrease lifespan to 60 degrees by giving all these vaccinations. Vaccinations are largely due with protecting the workforce. If 300,000 kids get measles, that might be 500,000 parents that can't go to work, and our whole country's production goes down. So vaccines step into those areas. Also about protecting health and quality of life. I think there's a place for some vaccines. I have good friends of mine, Dr. Jack Wolfson, who absolutely doesn't think, you know, any vaccines, to my knowledge, are good. I politely disagree with him. And then I have a lady who her office is next to mine where I practice. And she, her license plate says, I vaccinate. And she thinks that every vaccine is absolutely crucial and vital for people's health. What I can tell you is that I don't think babies should get vaccinated at birth. I don't think they're ready. I also think mercury does not belong in vaccines at all. I don't have to prove it's dangerous, but it can't be proven safe. That's that precautionary principle that are coming in. I also believe that some of the vaccines that are for conditions like rotavirus, for example, our three-year-old had rotavirus and she had diarrhea for a week and she was sick, her stomach hurt. But after that, it was gone. So to me, it was a very non-life-threatening condition. When you're an American, you can hydrate your kids. Other countries, it may be life-threatening, but in America, it's rarely life-threatening. And we didn't like the risk. But some vaccines like tetanus save lives. And some vaccines like the meningitis one is something that I'm going to consider. Those are things that are on the table for me. My wife had mumps. She said it was miserable. I'm thinking about giving the mumps shot because my wife said it was one of the worst weeks she ever had. And I don't know if I want my kid to go through that. Fluoridation. Fluoride is another area that you will see people being murdered by science. Fluoride's a problem. Fluoride can damage thyroid. Fluoride is antibiotic to the body. It does not help you with gut flora. But fluoride does have a protective effect on teeth. You see the areas where fluoride's in the water, and when they do it, you see the kids grow up with better teeth. Some areas gave fluoride tablets, but that fluoride is kind of a cousin of iodine, and they seems to goof up the thyroid over time. Do I think that the people making fluoride are out to murder people with science? No, I don't think that they're out to murder people with science. What I do think is that it's a policy of fluoride that you're going to have to, that you're going to know if you're giving a lot of fluoride in the water, that there might be more thyroid problems and they may need to take probiotics. But I want my child to have good teeth, and it absolutely can help with that. Now, one of the big areas this comes in, this murdered by science, is in the area of pharmaceuticals. There's no doubt we are over-medicated. And there is no doubt that the proper use of medication, we're not talking about mistakes here. We're talking about the proper use of medications probably kills tens of thousands every year in our country alone. That is, you know, for example, a doctor gives you a cholesterol lowering drug, and this drug has generally low side effects. Now, I don't really care for cholesterol lowering drugs personally. I think there's better ways to prevent heart disease. But I don't think that that doctor was out to hurt you. That you take it, you have a reaction, your muscles get damaged, it hurts your kidneys, it puts you in kidney failure, and you can die. But that patient wasn't murdered by science. That was a side effect of the medication. That was a rare side effect, but it happens when you're in the world of medication, listeners, you can die from some of these medicines. They are risky. So I want to summarize what we're talking about. Are we being murdered by science? No. What I do think, though, is listening to Radio MD, getting onto blogs, becoming educated, and before food goes in your mouth, before a vaccine goes in you or your child, or before any kind of medication has gone on board, you absolutely need to do your homework. And we help you do your homework here at Radio MD. We have blogs, we have radio shows, and we get the best information available. Stay well on Radio MD.